The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Fourth and final hour on this Wednesday afternoon. Hope everybody's had a great day to this point. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, and Chase McCabe. The gang is all here on this rainy Wednesday, and so is Chris Mason. He joins us every Wednesday at this time. He's driven by Freeland Chevrolet. No, I'm serious. They just drive him around town. That's how he's driven.
I think
it's
he's
pretty
just,
cool.
I think he's driven, too.
It's good to be. Guy. He is a driven guy. It's good to be C-Mace. He is a driver, and he's driven. Chris, what's up?
What's up, guys? Just driving around. You're right. I just got home, though. but I was driving myself this time. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Look, yeah. You can do it all.
Yeah.
I thought of you, and I brought this up with Barry Trotz. We had Barry Trotz on a couple of, in the second hour of the show. And a really unfortunate incident that happened last night in Anaheim, Ducks and Blues. Jay Bouwmeester collapsed on the bench. And you were on that 05 team. And the 05 team, I think that was the right year, right? 05-06?
05-06,
the game against Detroit, Uri Fisher. Yeah. Same thing happened. They canceled the game. What is that like when something, you know, unfortunate and something out of the blue like that happens during the course of a game?
It is. Honestly, it was shocking to begin with because, you're out there competing and you're – battling on the ice and trying to do anything for your team. But when something like that happens to another guy on the other team, whether you know him or not, it definitely is a very shocking moment. And that's, kind of a time, I think, when everyone, comes together and you realize that, hey, you know what, we're just playing a game here. And the most important thing is, that person's health. And I remember when they sent us back to the dressing room, they were seeing, they were attending to Uri Fisher and seeing what was happening there and deciding what they were going to do with the game. And we had a few guys, Czech guys on our team, Thomas Vokoun, Marty Erat, Marek Zidlicky, that was completely shaken. There's no way they could have planned. Nobody knew what was going on other than minor updates that his heart had stopped and they had to use the defibrillator and they didn't know, how he was doing. And we finally got the update, but they ended up canceling the game. I don't feel like those guys and the rest of us that didn't know Uri Fisher just from playing against him and through these guys were shaken up too. And I can't imagine, for the guys on their team that, were sitting right there when it happened. You just never expect something like that to happen, especially, I don't know. But you just think, he's a professional athlete, they're invincible and all these types of things. And it really, brings you, down to what's important in life. And it's scary. It was scary. Everybody was, on pins and needles, obviously just waiting for that good news to come out of the situation. And so it was tough. And, Rich Peverly, another guy that happened to, was a former Nashville Predator. So it's really scary. And to hear that, to have heard last night that he was on his way and he was responsive was just, you could just take a breath and relax a little bit because it was going to, it was the best outcome, I think, in that current situation. And you could see the panic on the guy's face, on his teammate's face. It just makes you sick.
It's been a long time since I've seen that video. While you were talking about that, Chase pulled the video up and showed it to me, and man, that is some scary stuff. Mike Babcock and team officials, I mean, screaming for medical, doing CPR there on the bench. That is, oof. It's been a while since I've seen that. That sent chills. That's still weird.
Horrifying.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's awful.
I got to. You played for Barry Trotz, and I talked to him about he's been a head coach for a long time, and he's dealt with star players and the delicate balance of knowing how to handle it as a head coach. And you've seen it firsthand playing for Barry Trotz. You've seen it how it's handled by coaches in your playing career. You've been playing hockey for a long time. Now you're on the other side. John Hines is trying to send a message to some of his star players, and that fine line of how you handle when you're trying to motivate them and get them going. And I brought it up with Barry, and he did it with Barzell just recently. And so obviously I struck a chord with Barry because he went on a pretty long answer about it. You being on this side and being in the room, so you've seen it from both perspectives, what is your take on how you handle trying to get a professional athlete, you know, playing the way you want them to play?
Well, first of all, I actually, you know, I've been on a lot of teams where coaches, and I'm sure a lot of guys will tell you the same thing, have been on teams where coaches will say, well, who's ever playing the hardest is going to play, and you're going to earn your ice time and all those types of things. And it never really happens. You know, at the end of the day, it's you might sit one of your star players down for a shift, and then, you know, or a couple shifts, and that's the extent of it. So I really commend John Hines, especially coming into a new team, a tough situation. But at the end of the day, he knows what he's got to do. They've got to win hockey games. They don't have time to wait this out and have this keep going. So it sends a message to not only those top guys, but it sends a message to everybody in that lineup, no matter who you are, because those are the hardest guys to sit or your best players, because you know how hard it is for a coach to have your most talented players sitting on the bench when you're trying to win a hockey game. It's not something you want to do as a coach. It's not something your team wants to happen. But if, you know, in this situation where he's feeling he's not getting you know, the inspired effort and the commitment that he's looking for in that particular game, I think it's a powerful thing. Moving forward, I don't think, you know, I don't foresee them sitting next game. I think, you know, if I'm in that situation, your message is sent. But if the Nashville Predators are going to get back into the playoffs, they need those guys. Those are the guys that you want the puck on their stick with a minute left, with 2 minutes left in the hockey game, in those offensive situations. Those are the guys that can put the puck in the net. Philip Forsberg, you know, leading the team, Ryan Johansson, and the guys maybe aren't where they're supposed to be statistically. But I just, you hope as a coach that by doing that, you can really, you know, stick it to them where it hurts, because at the end of the day, as a coach, that's the one thing that you can control is their ice time. You can't control what they do once they go on the ice. That's up to the players. But if that's something that they value and you take that away from them, that should be, you know, a message sent. And whether it's received, you know, that's yet to be determined. But having said that, this is done so that he can ride these guys. These players are star players, and every star player plays at their best hockey when they're playing 18, 19, 20, 21 minutes a game. They need that ice time. You know, they're not used to playing the 10, 12 minutes and being successful. A lot of guys, you have to train yourself to do that, and it's a different mindset. But these guys have to be on the ice. They've got to get in the game. They've got to feel the game, get the flow, that type of thing. So this is a thing that is, you know, hopefully sends a message to these guys that if you're not going to, you know, put the effort forward and come out with the right attitude, then I'm going to take away what, you know, you value most. And I don't think it's something that's going to be able to happen, you know, for the rest of the season, because, like I said, those are the guys that have to get the job done. You need them to be your top two lines. And it's great that Nick Bonino, Craig Smith, Rocco Grimaldi, that line is going, and that you can rely on the fourth line, and they're playing really good, responsible hockey. But at the end of the day, you need your big dogs to be your big dogs. So I hope we see a different fire from those guys, and that the, you know, the message hits home.
Mace, a very compressed schedule, we should say. A time to regroup. Yesterday, the travel day, a long flight. Today, a chance to practice. And then tomorrow, 27 over the last 52. 27 games, 52 days. Seven back-to-backs in there. So this is going to be a whirlwind. We're seeing now around the league, and I'll ask you about this in a minute, but some of these, you know, very, very important players, that have been put on the shelf for a while here. But this is the time for the Predators. We've been saying it for a while. There were some signs that the overall team game was starting to come around until Monday. That's what made Monday so mystifying.
Yeah, and, you know, it's been that season. It's been every time you think they're going to turn the corner and they're starting to put it together, you take a step back. And, like, for example, in the first period in the Vancouver game, I thought the first three games of the road trip I thought were excellent. I thought the Edmonton game they lost. I still thought they played well enough to win. They're doing the right things. The effort, everything was there. You're not going to win every game. That's just sports. You get a couple unlucky calls and a couple bad bounces. You know, you lose a hockey game, and that's kind of what happened, and I feel in that Edmonton game. But, you know, you come out in the first period, given the circumstances, you could have turned that into a great road trip, winning 3 of 4, and didn't seem like the guys were ready to go in the first period, and it was basically lost, I thought, in that first period. They pushed back in the second. Markstrom was awesome, but, you know, you're leaving it up to chance when you playing from behind and you put yourself behind the eight ball like that. But I still, as tough as this season has been, I really still feel that this team, every team, whether they're, you know, one of the worst hockey teams in the league, they have a stretch of hockey where they get things going and they're winning, you know, 6 of 8, 7 of 8, whatever the case may be. They get their game going, and this team is just, they're just too good. And you look at the teams that are ahead of them and are chasing them and are behind them in that big pocket of teams. To me, the Nashville Predators have the best team in that group. You know, whether it materializes into a playoff spot and they get it going, I mean, I don't know. That's yet to be determined. But I still hold out a lot of hope that this team can turn it around. And we've all seen how important timing is going into the playoffs, and playing your best hockey at the right time is just absolutely crucial. You know, you look at Tampa Bay Lightning, you look at Predators the year before. You know, the last month of the season, they didn't really have much to play for in terms of, you know, games that mattered, and they're resting guys, and you're not playing that playoff-type hockey where teams, like last year, Columbus, they're fighting for their lives, and you know, there's a bunch of other teams. Dallas was fighting for their life, and whoever you want to say it, and they come in with that playoff mindset, and they're playing that game, and they're doing the right things, and, you know, you're able to have success. St. Louis, again, they went on that miraculous run. You know, that's not going to happen very often, but they were still playing that type of hockey, you know, for the last part of the season. So I still hold out hope that I just feel that this team is just too good to not make the playoffs and to not have one of those runs. I think getting Ryan Ellis back, whenever he may come back, he's skating and he seems like he's ramping up his the work level and the practice time and all that, those types of things, so that's very promising. But I feel that this team, the best is yet to come. Maybe that's just the optimist in me, but that's what I believe.
Under the category of every team has issues, you now have Edmonton. They're going to deal, they've announced that Connor McDavid is going to be out to 2 to 3 weeks. We just got a pretty good close look at them a couple of times here recently, Mace. What do you think that means for them?
Well, you know, that's not a guy you can replace. You know, that's not, you know, all right, next man up. We're replacing Connor McDavid, so someone else is getting an opportunity. That's, you know, one of the best players in the world that, as a forward, plays 24 minutes a game, 22, 24 minutes a game. He's got 80-some-odd points. You know, you're getting well over a point a game production. That is obviously, you know, a huge, huge, huge loss, because instead of having that, you know, 1-2 punch up top with the two superstars on different lines, that completely changes the dynamic of your team. And I don't feel like Edmonton, I feel they're taking strides as a team and an organization, but when I look at them, I don't feel like that's a team that will be able to sustain that injury. Again, I could be wrong, but when you lose a player that plays that many minutes and has that big of an impact on every single game, that is going to be tough to replace. And I think especially with the way the games are played and their tight hockey games, that one-goal hockey game, that guy's the game breaker. He's a difference maker in, you know, 90% of their hockey games, along with Draisaitl. But when you take one of those guys away, it becomes difficult.
Chris Mason is with us, and Juuse Saros starts 3 games in a row. We see the other night, Pekka Rinne gets in there. ultimately gets pulled with the season that he's had, the team that the season the team has had, ups and downs. What do you think is going through the mind of Pecorino right now?
Well, I mean, I felt so bad for him, and it's just got to be so frustrating for him and for everyone on that team. But for him to finally get back in here, especially when he played so well against Vegas, and I felt both, since John Hines has been here, that both guys are starting to get their game in order. And obviously, Juice played very well in his three games that he played. And for, Pekka to come out and then, for the team to have that first period, and you could see when he got pulled, John Hines, made mention to him, and I'm sure he was saying, hey, it's not you. I had to change something up. I'm sorry that you got hung out to dry. But, as a goaltender, you're looking for answers. You're looking for help and support. You want to, as a team, get out of this thing together. And then, for that effort in the first period and that situation to happen, just a couple, crappy, unlucky goals that you just really, I don't know what he could have done on any of those situations. There's literally nothing you can do as a goaltender. It's not like, you're letting in bad goals and you feel like, wow, if I could have got that one, if I had done this or this. It was just, an escalation, or I guess a continuation of kind of what this season has been like for him at points of it and for the team. And it's tough because, how competitive he is, how good of a goaltender, how good of a person. And, he wants to come in there and win a hockey game, but you got to give the guy a chance to be able to steal one for you. And some of the, stuff that happened there in the first period, he didn't really have much of a chance at all.
It was nice of you to give the driver the day off. Goodbye, you. Thanks for joining us as always. And we'll see you over at the arena tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Chris Mason, Willie's partner in the television booth, former Predator. And every week he joins us on Wednesdays at 1 o'clock, and he's driven by Freeland Chevrolet. I want to talk to all the men out there. I've been telling you about my friends over Cool Springs MD for years now. And they have started, and they know a lot of you have started to seek help for hormone deficiencies and imbalances. And Dr. Jeffrey Lodge, who is the board-certified physician over there, and his wife Daphne Lodge, who is the registered nurse, and their experienced staff want to give you men out there the treatments that are required to improve your quality of life. And I hope you want that like I do, especially as we all get older. And their services have already helped a lot of you here in the Middle Tennessee area and surrounding areas with improving your immune systems, your energy levels, your cognitive function, and so much more. They're there to connect you with the medical care you require to have a healthy and enriched life. There's no better time to achieve that healthy lifestyle than right now. What are you waiting for? Pick up the phone. Dial this number, make an appointment like I have, 615-283-7291. That's 283-7291, or you can always go to their website, coolspringsmd.com.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.